The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. 2 weeks ago, I released a prophecy for the rest of the summer and the rest of the year. God is going to do and manifest mighty things amongst the body of Christ and heavy, heavy dealing concerning the wicked. So do not be spectators and just wait and see if this things manifest. Get busy, follow the instruction for the body of Christ, believe it, receive it. And this program, let me redirect you to focus on God alone, okay? There are so many opportunities for the body of Christ to receive, to believe, and to walk into these multiple opportunities through the leading of the Holy Spirit and even the conviction of the Holy Spirit. We have these opportunities to correct or reject habits and even traditions taught to us in the church that are not from God. So there are many opportunities to correct ourselves and to be in a greater position for the transfer of influence that is coming. Amen? So take this broadcast. This broadcast is intended for you to take it personally, okay? Apply things that is applicable to your life, make the necessary correction, and praise God, all right? So let me begin in destroying sickness and disease and even death against the body of Christ. Remember, it is the perfect will of God that you are healed, that you will be in good health, stronger than ever, and prosperous. That is the will of God. That is the will of a perfect and a loving God. So here it is. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of death and I loosen forth life. Holy Father, that your people will know and the world will know that this is the perfect will for your people. This is your perfect will. I pray for those who are scheduled to undergo medical procedures, surgeries, those that are undergoing treatment right now or even under medication. I thank you, Father, that you can use the medication and their treatment to heal from what they're dealing with right now in the name of Jesus. I come against any negative side effects in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding the doctors, even the nurses, and even health practitioners on how they're going to treat my brothers and sisters in Christ in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I command cancer to leave your physical body, diabetes to be cured, asthma, bronchitis to be gone, all kinds of infections and skin diseases in Jesus' name. So those, again, that are under the supervision of medical doctors, Lord, I pray for the doctors to give them wisdom, insight, to know how to treat or even diagnose or medicate your people. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that my brother and sister will be able to hear your voice and discern what medications that are not good for them in the name of Jesus. I come against any side effects in Jesus' name. I come against dementia, Alzheimer, Parkinson's diseases, and all kinds of debilitating diseases in Jesus' name. I speak strength to your physical body in Jesus' name. Those that have blood issues, I command the blood platelets to be in perfect number in Jesus' name. I command all white cells to be in perfect number. I command all electrical and chemical frequency in your body to be working together in perfect harmony in the name of Jesus. I command your bones in your body to be in perfect alignment in the name of Jesus. And all the systems in your body created by God, I command you in the name of Jesus, you will function the way you are created to function in the name of Jesus. I command you to line up in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you'll give my brother and sister cravings for food that their body needed in Jesus' name. I come against all lung diseases, blindness, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that today is a miracle day for your people because you love them and you are a merciful God. Thank you, Lord, that we will see the lame will walk and the blind people will receive their sight in Jesus' name. So if you are wheelchair or if you are paralyzed, start thanking God and start moving. Okay, start moving. Believe God, okay, to do things in faith. You receive it in faith, not because you deserve it or don't deserve it, but because it is God's will. Once you hear sensation or warmth in your physical body, start praising God, all right? It is the perfect will of God, okay? The Lord has a need of you and has a need of your love while you're here. And everything that He's doing right now today is all for His glory and for the benefit of His people. Remain positive, and if you're holding any bitterness or unforgiveness in your heart, forgive, okay? Some of you, those that are taking your sickness and anything that you're suffering as a punishment for yourself, that is not the will of God. Jesus took all the punishment and chastisement for our sins, and we belong to Him. So be in good health, period. Okay? Forgive yourself and let go of the past. Father God, I come against all kinds of addictions in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for their deliverance and that they will not desire to take any more drugs. And I thank you, Lord, that the taste of alcohol and cigarette will taste bitter in their mouths in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that they will reject it. I thank you, Lord, for the reconciliation and healing of marriages and family relationships in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for financial breakthrough for those who are in need in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to lead my brother and my sister to a job or even a business idea that you have for them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you open the doors where no man can shut in Jesus' name for them. And you, sister, who's listening right now, who had been abused and have been all kinds of abusive relationships since you were young, and it seems like your life is in a cycle of affliction and abuse. Okay, today, if you trust God, He's going to give you a sign, a miracle, and your new beginnings will start. Stop talking about your abusive life any longer. Don't even talk about your past. Look forward to the future. And this is your breakthrough, okay? Continue. How do I have to forgive myself or forgive others? You continue on forgiving them until it doesn't hurt anymore, okay? And just say, Lord, by an act of my will, and said, help me to walk and move forward and forget about my past and let go. And said, help me to forgive and to let go, okay? You do not have to earn the love of God just because you're beloved by God and it's not too late for you. Let go, all right? And I'm talking to you, mom, just because you are divorced or a single mom, that you feel like you have to overcompensate in spoiling your child or children. One of you have two kids. Instead, discipline them and introduce them to a loving Father God. If you already dedicated them to the Father God, He takes that very seriously. So do not stand in the way. That will be too tiring for you. That will be just too much. Spoil them with your love and discipline, okay? They're not being deprived of anything because they do not have a father figure. Father God is waiting for you to let go and listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen? We have to finish our task here on earth. While you're here on earth, you and I, the Lord has a need of us. We need to complete the work in order to glorify God. You may get distracted, you may have slowed down and you think it's too late for you. I'm telling you right now, in the name of Jesus, it's not too late while you're here on the earth, okay? John chapter 17, verse 3. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent here on earth. Verse 4. I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And we have an advantage now that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. And we are the one, the body of Christ is the one who's going to put his enemies under his feet. He already defeated Satan, and Jesus gave us all his power and his authority here on earth. He said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose here on earth is loose in heaven. Okay? And we have the Holy Spirit to guide us. And you need to start being led by the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16, verses 7 through 16, I'm going to read to you in Passion Translation. All right? Okay. Jesus is telling this before he went to the cross. But here's the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I don't go away, the divine encourager will not be released to you. But after I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will expose sin and prove that the world is wrong about God's righteousness and his judgment. Sin, because they refuse to believe in who I am. God's righteousness, because I am going back to join the Father, and you'll see me no longer. And judgment. Here it is. And judgment, because the ruler of this dark world has already received his sentence. Satan is just buying time by deceiving and try to steal, kill, and destroy God's people. So don't let him, okay? And I always tell myself, I always tell the congregation, now I'll continue to tell you, no one can kill you without your permission. That if you belong to Christ, that is between you and the Lord and no one else. Okay? It doesn't matter what they tell you. If you resist it and you said that you will not die but live, Jesus is going to honor his word and he's faithful. Remember that. So no one can take away your life. Not unless you give it willingly. Not unless you allow these things to happen. It's a lie, okay? The truth is, Jesus and yourself are the one who's going to determine when are you going to graduate here on earth, okay? Verse 12. There is so much more I would like to say to you, but it's more than you can grasp at this moment. But when the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will unveil the reality of every truth within you. He won't speak on his own, but only after he hears from the Father, and he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come. He will glorify me on the earth, for he will receive from me what is mine and reveal it to you. You know, some Christians will say that they can judge your Christian walk by your Bible, by looking at your Bible. They're talking about if your Bible has your personal writings, highlights, and comments that are written everywhere, scribbles. You know what? My Bible or Bibles are practically clean. Many of them look like new. Some of the scriptures I underline, but that is as far as I go. There are some few comments on the signed handwritten by me because they're life-changing for me, and they concern a supernatural manifestations or experience with God. But that's it. But there is one more important aspect than knowing about God and knowing the scripture, okay? That is that every Christian should have a personal relationship, intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, like me. This is one confidence and assuredness in my life. That is my love towards the Lord Jesus Christ, my love for him, and I know that he loves me too. And the scripture says, and I know this, and I walk it, I believe it. And because I love the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God loves me as much as he loves Jesus. And that's a lot, his only begotten son. So this is my confidence in my life, and this is my truth. I'm not eloquent or a good speaker or of any type. and I don't want to meet the expectations of men. I want to develop that personal relationship, because every time you encounter the Holy Spirit and the revelation that He gives you, you will be transformed and changed into a different person. The transformation of a Holy Spirit-led life leads you to be likened unto Jesus. So with my personal relationship with Jesus and with the Holy Spirit who's guiding me and teaching me, do I make mistakes? Yes, I did. I made lots of mistakes, and probably I will make some in the near future. But the Holy Spirit always teaches me and guide me to correct those mistakes and continue to move forward. And he's going to do that to you too, if you're going to let him. One day, this really gave me confidence, and I became bolder than ever. The fear had left me. That is why the Lord was able to send me to Pakistan, to the southern part of the Philippines, where they're beheading and kidnapping Christians. I've been to India, I've been to Africa, and other parts of the world. Because once I hear and confirm that it's the Lord who's sending me, then He will take care of me. Even if I don't take care of myself, He will take care of me, because He loves me and I love Him back, okay? I was dealing with heavy stuff one day. I was crying. I was in a lot of pain, emotionally, physically. And how did I miss it? Sometimes we miss the grace of God by believing what was taught to us, that we are being punished, that God is teaching us a lesson. It is a punishment for our sins. I don't do that with my children. I discipline them, yes, but I don't do that, but I discipline them. So I was praying in the Spirit and crying at the same time. I was hurting, and my heart was broken. After a few minutes or probably hour, all of a sudden, I stopped crying. I sensed the presence of God. Listen to me, okay? There's so much peace. And I heard this voice to me. It was the voice of Father God talking to me through the Holy Spirit. And He quoted Psalm 91, starting with verse 14 through 16 to me, and made it personal. That is just for me. That is why I'm doing this. This message is specially for you, okay? So here it is. This is how Father God told me. Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16. I'm going to read from NIV, and I inserted my name, okay? It says, "Because you love me, Christina, says the Lord, I will rescue you. I will protect you, for you acknowledge my name. Every time you call on me, I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble." And the Lord added, "Just like you're in your troubles now. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you, Christina, and show you my salvation." Then I was crying because of God's so much love. So when I heard the voice of God and quoted me that scripture and put my name, my situation did not vanish, okay? It didn't disappear like magic. It was still there. But my heart and my mind have changed. They were transformed into the future, not in the past, not in my present situation. I knew from then on that I should not be afraid, and I was able to face and overcome those challenges and situations. And I got delivered from them all, a better person, a confident person, and I stopped living and walking my life in condemnation, because the love of God covers me. His banner over me is love. Because I received that love, I was able to tell others about that love. And I continue to learn the ways of God, and even now, I'm still discovering His many facets. He still reveals so many things in the scripture to me. No wonder He's giving us eternity to be with Him and get to know Him and to receive that love. See, it is time for you to receive that love and move forward. You cannot change your past. You cannot do something about them. But today and tomorrow, you can in Christ Jesus. Jesus erased your past. You became a new creature. And every time you make a mistake or sin against God as a Christian, and you ask for His forgiveness, He is faithful and just to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You are forgiven, and those sins are erased. Remember what Catherine Kuhlman, if you know about Catherine Kuhlman, she was being reminded about her mistakes, the mistakes of the past. And she looked at them straight in the eyes and said, that Catherine Kuhlman died that day. This is a new Catherine Kuhlman. Same thing with you. Don't talk about the past. Not unless they bring glory to God and they'll inspire people. And today, if you are touched by this program, if the Lord touched you and healed you through this program, call me for testimonies. But please do not bother to call me if you want to talk about your past. I am not interested and I don't have time for that. I only want you to focus on the future and today. And today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. I want to talk to you about moving forward to the future as a free man or woman in Christ. Because when you are led by the Holy Spirit, when there is the Holy Spirit, there is liberty. I want to know if you receive that love of God and you are loving Him in return. That's my job. I do not have time to talk about your problem, all right? There are so many challenges, including my personal challenges. I do not want to talk about yours. Instead, I am not your source. Because why? If I listen to your problems and who did something wrong with you, and I may pray for you and you feel better, the following day or the following week, you want to talk to me again about your problem. Instead, look at God as your source. Get down on your knees and pour your heart and soul to the Lord. And if you listen to Him, He will help you and He will transform you. Okay? So I just want to make that clear. God is your source. I'm just helping out to share the testimonies about Jesus Christ and His love. Jesus is the answer. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Give yourself a chance to receive that love and give Jesus a chance to show you the way. Amen? It is important for us to move forward. Learn from our mistakes of the past. God allowed things to happen to us to strengthen us and to show that He is faithful, that He is almighty. And when we've gone through difficult and painful situation, you don't want others to have to go through. You want to help them out. You don't want them to be a victim like yourself. That is the heart of God, and that is the ways of God. And we have many opportunities to correct things in this season, because God's purpose shall stand concerning this country and the future of the body of Christ. The move of God is going to manifest in full because we have increased in number. And remember, I kept on repeating myself. I took the assignment of a prophet and even as a senior pastor, an apostolic ministry to mature the body of Christ and not to increase our membership. To mature the body of Christ so that they can also receive the blessings and they can disciple others to make things easier, that the future generation will follow after God and they will be able to accomplish more and reach out the world more than all of us combined. That should be our mission. Amen? God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.